We learned the Mishnah and then Din Lamed Beis left off in the middle of that discussion. We learned the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Beis left off in the middle of that discussion. The Mishnah says that before the person is, before the Beis Din ministers the Mishnah's Beis Din, so we recommend to the person that he should recite the Zuyku. And the Rambam has a whole arichas on this. The Rambam has in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, and in the Seifa Mitzvahs also, the Rambam in the Minyan on Mitzvah Sesei, the Rambam counts the Mitzvah of Tshuva as one of the Mitzvahs, and he quotes a big chunk from the Sifrei. That even though a person gets Mises Bezna, a person gets Malkus, a person brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, whenever he's supposed to bring a carbon, whenever he's supposed to get Nisa Malkus, he doesn't get a kapara. It says in the Chumash he get a kapara. He doesn't get his kapara unless he does tshuva and unless he recites the vidui in connection with the carbon that he's bringing, and in connection with the Nisa, in connection with the Malkus. He always has to recite Vidui. And then it's interesting, the Rambam quotes a Sifrei that has Yochol, maybe if the Beis Din is administering Misas Beis Din, and the person knows that he's innocent, he knows that the Edom are lying. He knows that the Edom are lying, and the whole case is trumped up charges against him. So the Sifrei has a Havamina, maybe even in such a case, has to recite Vidui. So Sof Kosof, he's getting a Misas Beis Din. He's getting Misa. He did do other averis. He's not a tzaddik. He's not that izadok. He's not guilty of anything. He's not guilty of this aver for which they're giving him the Mishas Beis Din. But he is guilty of other averis. And maybe he, since Sof Kol Sof, they are administering the Mishas Beis Din, maybe he should recite Vidui. So Talmud Laima, no, the Sifrei has a drasha, no. Then in that case, he don't say Vidui. So that's what the Mishnah has, that case. The last four lines in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says if he knows that the Edom are telling a lie, he's guilty of other averes, but this aver that they're giving him the Mises Bezin for, so Rabbi Yehuda recommends you say, Tehmi Sosa Kapar al Kavanas, Chutz Mi Oven Zen. And the Chacham say, no, that's not right. Let him say, Tehmi Sosa Kapar. But he doesn't have to say Vidui for this aver. This aver he never did. This aver he never did. It's interesting, the Rambam quotes this Sifrei. The Seif HaMitzvah, the Rambam quotes the Sifrei, Am Chumash Bamidbar, Esvadlas Avayna Vesavayna Avayson, where the Sifrei has a Havamina, maybe he should only recite the Vidui if he's getting the Oynish in Eretz Yisrael. But if he's getting the Oynish in Chutz La'aretz, maybe there's no room for Vidui. Let's say a person is about to die, it's a Misa, Yom HaMisa is Mechaper, a person gets Misa's Bez, a person gets Malkus. So there's a Havamin in the Sifrei that if he's anyone who dies in Chutz La'aretz, if anybody who's getting Mises Bezna, getting Malkus in Chutz La'aretz, after the Karbonis, you have to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, that's in the Mele, that's in Eretz Yisrael. But maybe the Vidui is only in Eretz Yisrael, so Talmud Laimer, my Pasuk Adrasha, from my Pasuk, that it's not so. So what's the Havamin in that the Mitzvah Vidui should be a Mitzvah Kli Baretz? Why shouldn't it apply in Chutz La'aretz? It's very strange. So the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the same Sifrei, and he adds on one comment over there. The Sifrei doesn't give any hesder. The Sifrei doesn't explain what the Havamin is. The Sefer HaChinuch adds on a word of Hezbara that Eretz Yisrael is the Mokam HaKapara. Chutz La'aretz, you usually don't have any Kapara for anything. So there would have been a Havamin that the Vidui is for the purpose of gaining Kapara. Someone would have thought that the Chutz was not going to get a Kapara anyway. So that's what the Sifrei says. No. The Averis of the forefathers, so that's Marbe even a Chutz La'aretz. I don't know exactly what the drush is, but some kind of a drush. the Nimar, but that even if the person is getting a Mrs. Bezna, the Malkus, or he's dying, a natural death, the Chutz Lord says he should still say Vita. Anyway, so this Mishnah has all of this on Mem Gimel and Beis. There's never any kapara without tshuva, and the tshuva has to have vidui. And the Mishnah mentions Ochon. The Havamina, according to the Sifrei, that what? Right. The Havamina was, they should say Vidui for this Aveira. For this Aveira, for Miyuchad. So Talmud Lama, no, he doesn't say. But still, it's the Yom HaMisa, he's about to die. So Zolo Zogun Vidui in general. So that's the Machloika Satanayim. When he says the general Vidui, so Abudah says, let him say, Taimisos, a kapal, kamalas, a chutz mizeh. Chachamim say that that's not proper. It's a bizoin to the best. Let him just say generally, Taimisos, a kapal, kalavai noisai. But he doesn't have to say vidui for having violated the Chilul Shabbos. Taimisos, a kapal, al Chilul Shabbos. It's not true. He knows that he never was Machal Shabbos, the Mason. But there was a Havamin in this Sifrei that he should, even if he knows the Eidim Azayimim, he should say, he should get kapal for the Chilul Shabbos. It's also a strange Havamin. Anyway, so the Mishnah quoted as one of the several sources that Pasuk can say for Yeshua, that when Ochon was picked based on the Goyrol, it was demonstrated based on the Goyrol that he was the one who was Moil in the Cherem of Yericho. So Yeshua ben Nun tells him, Tein lo todas. V'ni simna kovet l'Hashem alakei Yisrael, v'tein lo todas. Tein lo todas means recite vidui. Recite vidui before you're about to die. So the Gemara goes into a whole discussion here of the parsha with Ochon. So on the top of Mem Dalet Amen Aleph, the second line, the Gemara quotes this famous pasuk in Yeshua, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yeshua ben Nun, after Yericho they went to fight the war with the city Ai and they lost. And Yeshua ben Nun was surprised. How could they lose? They were promised from their Ribono Shel Olam ben Nevuah that they're going to win all the wars in a miraculous fashion. How can it be that they lost the second war? So the Ribono Shel Olam tells him, Chatei Yisrael, that they violated the Cherem Yericho, and he asked who did it. He says, I'm not going to tell you. And then he made the girl and he identified that it was Ochon. So the expression that the Pasuk uses is Chatei Yisrael. So the implication is, Afa Pisha Chata, Yisrael, even though somebody violated a series of error, he still retains the Kedushas Yisrael. A Jew who's an Avarian is still considered a Jew. You don't say that once a Jew violates an Avera, he becomes always Jew. So this is a famous dispute in the Rishonim and the Gaonim, exactly how far does this go? This is on the one hand, we say, on the other hand, we have a klal, that a mumma dina ka'akum, that one who's a mumma labadizora, mumma labadizora, dina ka'akum, even though he only violates one Avera. He davens every day, and he likes tefillin, and he keeps Shabbos and kashrus and taras hamishpacha and everything, but he worships avodah zarah also. He worships avodah zarah also. So just worshiping avodah zarah is enough to label him with the stigma of dina kakum. What if the person violates many other mitzvahs? So then it says in Yeridaya, in Hilchos Shechita, it says if a person is a mumma leroiv mitzvah satayrah, he also becomes dina kakum. Mumma avodah zarah is a chiddush, that even though he only violates one avodah, he keeps all the Taryag mitzvahs, he keeps 612 mitzvahs he observed, and the one Avera he happens to violate is Avodah Zarah, he's weak in that area. So that's enough, that Mumel Adavar Echad is enough to declare him as Dina Kar. But if he's a Mumel Adavar mitzvahs HaTayra, so then he's also Dina Kar. That's a Shaila, how do these two Dinim jibe together? On the one hand you say Mumel Dina Karkum, it's treated like an Achri. On the other hand you say Chot Yisrael Achot Pishe Choto. Yisrael who? Is there a contradiction? Is there a contradiction? That basically there's not the Alpi Pashtus, there isn't really a contradiction. When you say a Mumma Dina Ka'akum, it doesn't mean L'chala Tarakula. Let's say in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Chorus, the beginning of the second Perek, the Gemara in Bogabasu, the Gemara points out that when you're dealing in business with a Jew or a non-Jew, the Kinyonim are different. L'amisecha b'chodo and L'akum b'chodo, the Kinyonim on Karka are different, the Kinyonim on Metalkulim are different. The halachas are slightly different. So let's say you're dealing with a Mummer, to which kinyonim would you make? If the fellow's a mumer labadizor mamish, a Jew converted to another religion, mumer labadizor mamish. So which kinyonim would he have? He would have kinyone b'nei noyach, or he would have kinyone Yisrael. So there's a whole discussion in Rishonim, a big machlokes in the Tshuva Saritzvah, quotes the machlokes from his rabbeim between the Rashbo and the Ra'o. A big issue about this. The Pashtus is that Sof Kol Sof, he is a Yid. The mumadina kaka means he has certain if he shechts a beim, it'll be shchitos and a beila. A couple of dinim here and there that is dina kaka, but basically it's dina ki yisro. Can I use him as a Shabbos goy? Let's say I need a Shabbos goy sometimes when you have a heter amil enoch. Can you ask a Jew who's a meshumad lavod is of course not, he's still a yid. Let's say I'm a barber and he comes in, he wants me to give him a haircut. So if I have Jewish customs, even if they're not religious, I'm not permitted to shave off their payas. I'm not permitted to shave off their beard with a razor. If a goy comes in, I may. It's like shaving off a behemoth. It's not included in the yisr. But if a Jew comes in, the barber is over the yisr and the customer is over on the yisr. They're both. There's an yisr on the barber and there's an yisr on the customer. So what if a mumer comes in and meshumad la b'nizor? Sofko sofi is a yid. You can't sell your chometz to the Jew who converted to Christianity. Sofko sofi is a yid. It would be chometz shalom la pesach. Not allowed to be machshel him in an aveir. So the pashtus says that mumer dina kachm is only with respect to a handful of dinim. It's here and there, a couple of dinim. Can't be mitzar from to a minion. Here and there a couple of halachas. That's also a machlokes. When we say mum adina ka'akum, is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabban? That's a machlokes in Rishonim and a machlokes in Achronim. But the mum adina ka'akum is a penalty mid derabbana or it's a real din deraisa. No, it's the sultan in the Kedushas Yisrael. He doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So the pashtus is that it's the whole kasha, Hipsel Gornishtot, mum adina ka'akum is a restricted din. It may even be only a din mid derabbanan, even if it's a din in a third, very restricted. So a handful of dinim. And the basic din is that Yisrael Afa Pishachato Yisrael. But you have in the Goinim, there's a whole literature on this. Poshu Yisrael means that... Yeah. Well, the Chelbano was the Marsho has the comment that now the Gemara increases. The Gemara says, Kol Titus Shein Bom Poshu Yisrael. And a Titus Sibur you have to include also the Poshu Yisrael. If you only have the full Eden, so it's not a good time. The Raya is from the Torahs that they had the Chelbano was also added into the, was one of the Samanim of the Torahs, even though Recha Ra'ivna has a bad odor, but because of the fact that you blend it in together with all the other Samanim, so the bad odor cannot be detected. So there's a famous Marshua Nad Gemara that, of course, the Minchas Avozah quotes, it's his style. He says that the Marshua says that's why there were 11 Samanim, because you can't be Mitzarim to the Minyan. After Kuris, he can't be Mitzavtim. He says, you have to have him, you have to have him for the Taina Tzibur. He's part of the Tzibur. In fact, that's what the Velt says, that the word Tzibur is a Rosh HaTeber, Tzadikim, Beinanim, Rishoyim. A Tzibur has to have everybody. If you just have only Tzadikim, you don't have any Beinanim, you don't have any Rishoyim. So Tzaltachim, Tzibur. That's what the Gemara says. You have to have everybody all together. But he says, strictly speaking, he's not Mitzavtim to the Minya. It depends. If he's Dina Kakum, if he's Tama Bala Beiris, he's not Dina Kakum. But if he's a mumer labodizara, or he's a mumer hal shabbos beferhesia, that we say dina kakum under certain conditions, you say dina kakum, so then the pashtus says that you cannot be mitzarefim to the minyan. But here there's a famous, the goinim are of the opinion, that the Gemara says in Yevamos, in the sugya of Geirus, so the Gemara says in Perek HaCholetz, that if a ger, anochri converted, it became Yisrael. And then later on, it's Chazal Asuro. He decides to return back to his original religion. So the Gemara says he retains the din of Kedushas Yisrael. Once he's a Jew, he always remains a Jew. And the Gemara says, Lamaynaf Kemina, that he's still considered a Yisrael, that if he's Mekadosh and Isha, Kedushim Kedushim. If a Nochri walks over as Mekadosh and Yisraelis, there's no Tvisi Kedushim between a Nochri and a Yisraelis. But if a Yisrael Meshumet, or a ger, Shechazel Asuro, is Mekadosh Yisrael, let's say the Kiddush Nachal. So there is an opinion in the Gaonim that it's only Kiddush and Kiddush Midirabbanon. Because Sof, since he became a Meshumid, so once he's a Meshumid, he loses the Kiddush Yisrael. So it's not so that we say, once a Jew, always a Jew. The word Gaonim are of the opinion that once the person becomes a Meshumid, he loses the Kiddush Yisrael. And that was a popular opinion among the Gaonim that if, let's say, Ki Eishu Acham Yachtav, Meis Achad Mehem, man dies and he leaves no children, leaves no descendants, leaves no grandchildren, and he had an almana, so the almana has to have a chalitza or yibum if he has a surviving brother. So that's only if the surviving brother is a yid. What happens if the surviving brother became a meshumad l'avodah zarah? He converted to another religion. So that's where they're going, and many goyim were of the opinion that mumer ain't a zaykeik, that if the surviving brother is a meshumad l'avodah zarah, mamash he converted to another religion, so there's no din of chalitza, there's no din of yibum. So in Shulchan Aruch, we're choshish for the Shitas HaGonim. The Haino like this, if a man dies and he leaves no descendants, and his wife needs chalitza yibam, and he has two surviving brothers. One converted to another religion, and one is a normal Jew. One is a normal Jew. So then you have to, there are more pastors, you have to get the chalitza from the one who's Jewish, and not allow the one who's a meshulam b'avodah zarah to do the chalitza, because, according to the opinion of the Gaonim, the mumrein is okay. The one who is a meshulam b'avodah zarah is not considered Jewish, so there's no zikah at all to him. There's only zikah to the other one. So if the mumrein b'avodah zarah is going to do the chalitza, it doesn't count for anything according to the Gaonim. So we're machmir to satisfy the shita sagrenim in such a case. The question is, but the Ramah doesn't discuss this in the Ramah and Ebenezer. What would be the din if the man dies and he only has one brother? And the one and only brother that he has is a Mumma Lavid Zohar. He has a few brothers and they're all Meshumad Lavid Zohar. They all converted to a different religion. So would you say, would you go so far to say like the Goyim in Lahakel, that the Mumma Reina Zohar? Or maybe the Ramah only said Mumma Reina Zohar Lahachmir. If they're two brothers, so let the Jewish brother do the Chalitz, and we wouldn't allow the Meshumad Lavid Zohar to do the Chalitz. In the Ramah and Ebenezer in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say. So Rabbi Avadya Yosef wrote Shuvas about this years ago when they had problems. There were couples where their husband died in Eretz Yisrael, they had no children, and his surviving brother was in Soviet Russia. It was impossible to get any chalitza. For years it was a tremendous Shasat Chag. Now people are flying back and forth freely. But years ago it was a tremendous Shasat Chag. It just couldn't get anybody to do chalitza. At that time, he wrote Shuvas that Nikar Adin, we really pass into the Mumrein Zoike. Can he quote, even though the Ramon Ebenezer doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramon, his commentary on the tour, writes like that. In the Dark Emotion, on the bottom of the tour, he writes that we pass like the Goyim. The only thing is that over there are other considerations. There are other Rishonim, other Gaonim, who give explanations why a Mumrein Zoike is not based on the fact that a Mumr, Lavud Zoreh, loses his Kedushin Sisra. Give other explanations that it's not Achicha b'mitzvah. It says Kesher Achim Yachtov. Achim has to be Achim b'mitzvah. This is Mumadina Katan. It's not Achim b'mitzvah. So they give other svaris that they give. Lo yimochu shmo b'Yisrael patur zasher shmo mochui. It's not going to help. What the Mumah is going to be making bane is going to be a substitute for the one who died. As the Chamum Alavid Zohar, they give different considerations why. It's not necessarily this hesber that the Goyim gave. But this was a popular shita among the Gaonim, that a mumer lavadizor shekidush esuisha kidush of kidushin is only midirabbanon, and minatayra it's not so. Minatayra is really a nachri. The Sri Yesh has a tshuva where he goes through the different opinions based on the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yevamos. The Gemara discusses there the aseres hashvatim. There were many, many Jews who got lost. They assimilated among the Gaonim and they got lost. So there may be, it's a strong possibility that if you bump into a Nochri Bismanazeh, he may be a descendant from Jewish families. Maybe his mother was a daughter of a daughter of a daughter of a daughter all the way back. Maybe everybody over here in the family is Jewish from the mother's side. So maybe any Nochri you bump into in the street may really be Yidden. So the Gemara has one opinion that Nochri Shikidish Esuisha Bismanazeh, Choshishim Likidushin, Shema Miaseres Hashvatimu. Maybe it's a Sufik. Maybe any Nochri in the street is really Jewish. Maybe he's a descendant from the Aseres Hashvatim. Nothing more comes to the conclusion that we don't paskin like that. That the pasuk says, "Bashem bagodu kibonim zorim yolodu." A pasuk in Treyosor that once they assimilated and they worshipped Avodah Zarah, so they lost the status of Kedushas Yisrael, Negoyim Gemurim, and Shain Bein Lahakol Bein Lahachmir. You can use them as a Shabbos goy and Kaddish and Isha Ein Chayshinu Kedushin. Nothing with nothing. It's Dina Kaka. So that's a question. That pasuk in Treyosa that says that if that it says regarding Naseres Hashvatim that they lost the Kedushas Yisrael, Hashem Bagodu Kibonim Zorim Yalodu, they intermarried and they lost the whole status as Kedushas Yisrael. So is that only a special Hayru Ashur for the Naseres Hashvatim, or does it apply to other people as well? No, Bosan Cheva Bilbul is Kolam Kula. That's another thing. Whenever you're trying to identify a nationality, let's say, who is Ammon, who is Moab, who is Mitri, who is Adoimi, who is Chiti, Amor, Prisi, Yevusi, Girgoshi, these kind of things. So you say, Bosan Cheva Bilbul is Kolam Kula, so nobody maintains the status of whatever Umma Veloshin they originally belonged to. We don't know who's who. So everybody's a Batul Barayiv, and no one has any Shein Prati, no one is in a Mitri, no one's in a Adoimi. Okay. Mitzvah is a Shailah and Shulchan Aruch and Rishon, but let's say Amun Amoyah. So you can't really identify anybody as Amanimah. But we're talking a different thing. Let's say there's a group of people who used to be Jewish, and then we know that they all became Mishumadim, and it's generations and generations, they just floated away from the Jewish people, and now they're Goyim Gemurim. So if we krich back into the history, we identify that this person is really a descendant, a ben ahabasa, 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 from a Yiddish mishpacha. So do you say that this person retains the Kedushas Yisrael? So that's what the Gemara and Yivam, at the end of the first Perek, comes to the conclusion that not. That the Aseres HaShvatim, even if we can ascertain that this particular Goy is a descendant from the Aseres HaShvatim, he still lost the Kedushas Yisrael. Vashem Bogodu Kiborim Zorim Yolodim. So the Sri Yesh points out that this seems to be a machloikis and Rishonim and Goyim. How far do you go with that pasuk? So some Rishonim are of the opinion that that's only a Hirashua regarding the Aseres HaShvatim, doesn't apply to any other group. And the Rambam and a group of other Rishonim disagree. They hold no, it applies to any group of Jews who float away so far away from Yiddishkeit, from mainstream Yiddishkeit, that they're already separate. So then they also lose Kedushas Yisrael, Lav Davka the Aseres HaShvatim, and the Rambam applies it to the Kusim. That the Gemara says in the first parak in Chulin, there was an ongoing machlokes for years among the Tanaim, whether the Kusim are Geri Emes or the Kusim are Geri Arois. This group, the Kusim, who converted in the days of the Tanakh, as the story is described in Sefer Melachim, so it says in the original version of the story, they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So the original Geiris was, Tosfos points out in Sukkah and Aftes, the original Geiris was ridiculous. There was no Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. So certainly the original Kusim in the days of the Tanakh were Goyim Gemurim. That Geiris was not Kham. But there was a Machloikis Satanaim, whether Kusim Geri Ems, Kusim Geri Arois, what does that mean? The Tosfos says what it means is, it's a historical Machloikis, where they Chozru and his Gairu, were they Mizgayer a second time around with the Kabbalah on Mitzvahs? Or no, they were never Mizgayer. They always relied on the original Geiris, which was Dvar Mitem, because there was no Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. So that's how the Tanaim had a Machloikis, an ongoing Machloikis for generations and generations, where the Kusim should be treated as Geri Emes, do we assume Chozru and his Gairu? Of course, we're only Geri Arroyas, the whole Geris that we're relying on is the original Geris when they were afraid of the lions that were attacking in Eretz Yisrael, and that Geris was lacking Kabbalah on Mitzvah, so they remain going Gemur. So we pass in the Gemara that the Kusim are Yid, the Kusim are Geri Emes. We assume historically Chozru and his Gairu, they were on the Gairu a second time with the Kabbalah on Mitzvah. So now the Gemara tells a story in the first Perek in Chulin that Reb Meir sent a representation to find out what's going on, to snoop around by the Kusim. What are they doing there? So it says that they went to Hagrizim. What did I say? They went to Hagrizim, I think. And they found that they're worshipping Avodah Zarah Mamash. They're worshipping at the Musi Yoyin on Hagrizim. So when Rameir got back the report that some of this group of Kusim Mamash worshipping Avodah Zarah, so he was Goyzer Aleim Lias Ka'akim Gemurim L'chol Divrein. He was Goyzer that should be Dina Ka'akim. What does that mean? He was goyzer that the kusim should be dina kakum. It means he can't be mitzarfim to a minion. It means if he shech to ben, shchitas to ben. It means all these chumras that you have the din. Can you use a kusi as a Shabbos goy? If the kusi is mekadosh in isha, would you say ain't kedush in tofsin? Or if the kusi dies, you say he's not metameh. Only, let's say, if you're all Yisrael is metameh ba'oihel, mesi akma not metameh ba'oihel. Atem kriim odom, odom ki yom is ba'oihel, atem kriim odom, einu misodom kriim odom. So many Rishonim, there are many Rishonim, Paskim Nesi, Akam and Atmatami Ba'oyel. So what do you say, what would you say if a Kusi dies? You say the Kusi is not Matami Ba'oyel. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Nida, like that. And in Eben Ezra, they quote it. What's the din of a Kusi, Shekiddush HaSayish of Bizmana Zeh, after Reb Meir was Gazar Alein Lias Ka'akam Gemur M'chol Devrein. So did he mean it, Bein L'kula, Bein L'chumra, Akam Gemur M'chol Devrein, Bein L'kula, Bein L'chumra? He meant only L'chumra. That can't be mitzar from dominion, shaitos and avela, can't be mabatla rishus, all the dinim that are chumer, but not lakula. So in Eben Ezra, they discussed this, with the kiddush kusi achala not. So they quote the Rambam, Kasavesh used to quote this in the Shir once in a while. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Nida says that a kusi shemeis, after the gzeret, is not metami ba'oil. And the dam of a kusi is not metami like dam anida, it's like dam of a nochris, it's not metami. So the Rambam understood that Gozer Alein Lias Ka'akim Gmur Mechad Devrem is Bein Lekul Bein Lechumah. So the Shara, how could they do such a thing? What do you mean? Yesh Kerach Yach Hacham Vlaka Dov Min HaTor Bekum V'Yaseh. They declared that a person is a Goy. The person is really a Yid. The Kusim Ageri Yemes we Paskin. But Gozer Alein Lias Ka'akim Gmur Mechad Devrem, that is not the Tami Boyle. How can that be? We assume Ein Kerach Yach Hacham Vlaka Dov Min HaTor Bekum V'Yaseh. How can they make such a takona that you should treat him like a nochri? So that's what the Sridi Yesh is mad. Rav Soloveitchik was never mad, but he just said, you see from the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, it's like that. So the Sridi Yesh adds on a word over here. How can they declare such a thing? So he says, these Rishonim, this group of Rishonim on Gehalten, that when the Pasuk in Treyosa says, Bashem Bogodu, Kibonim Zarm Yolodu, that the Aseres HaShvotim, Bostek, Kedushas Yisrael, and the Mamish Goyim Gmurim, Bein Lekula, Bein Lekumra, it's not restricted only to the Aseres HaShvotim. It's not a Hayru HaShor, only for the Aseres HaShvotim. It applies to any group of Jews who float away so far away from mainstream Judaism that Nachacham have to be Kaveya. When is it considered that they floated away sufficiently? The Pashtus is that the Reformed Jews have floated away way further than the Kusim ever did. The Kusim never had intermarriage. Christmas trees, they went to church, that they never had. It's that the Reformed Jews went further than that. Anyway, nobody declared anything about the Reformed Jews, but if anyone's interested in declaring, they should be a Kal Vachomer from the Kusim. So this Sridi Yesh says that this Shitas HaRam, these opinions from these Rishonim, that the Kusim have a din ka'akum bein lukula bein lukumah, the Ramam Shita with the whole group, the Dogma above, and Ebenezer talks about it. This whole group of Rishonim hold that the Kusim ha'akum bein lukula bein lukumah is based on that pasuk by the Aseres HaShvatim, and these Rishonim hold that it's not a din that's only Hayru HaShor regarding the Aseres HaShvatim. It applies to any group of Jews who float away sufficiently. They float away so far away from mainstream Judaism, so they lose their Kedushas Yisrael. And then the Sridi Yesh goes further and he says, and these Gaonim who say that any person, a Mumer, ain't a Zoykeh, and they say a Mumer, she Kiddush Yisrael, is only Kiddush Yisrael, with the Rabbanon, the Kiddush Yisrael, not Chal Menat Torah, because anyone who converts to another religion is Mamish, Dina Ka'akum, Bein Lekul, Bein Lechumre, and you can use him as your Shabbos Goy, and you can shave off his payas, he's a Goy Gomor. That they hold also back to the same pasuk, Bashem Bagodu Kibonim Zarm Yoladu, but they hold, these goyim hold, that it's not a din that only applies to Aseres HaShvatim, or a group of Jews, a whole sect of Jews who float away. Even to an individual, private person, he floated away, he officially converted to Avodah Zarah, so he loses his Kedushas Yisrael, all based on the same pasuk in Treyos. All the three shitas are based on the same pasuk. And then the Sridi Yesh quotes from the Tshuvas HaChasam Sofer, that and there's a myriad of it. The Zohar has like this, that even if you all like these goyim, that an individual Jew who converted to Avodah Zarah loses his status of Kedushas Yisrael, Minat Torah, he becomes a goy gomor. So this is only if he converts officially to another religion. But let's say he's still a Jew, he still keeps all the mitzvahs of Torah, but he's an Avodah Zarah. Or let's say he doesn't keep any mitzvahs, but he never converted to officially to another religion. He worships Avodah Zarah, but he never converted to another religion. So the Chasam Sofer claims that that's not the same. That this special Shitas HaGoyim, that a Meshumet, is Mamish Dina Ka'akum Bein Lekul Bein Lechum, is only if he officially converted to another religion. If he didn't convert, it's Nid. That was the Sridi Yesh, has all of this in the Tshuva. I think we must have discussed it once. We had a Machlokes with the Rogat Shover, that Balabos in Germany passed away, and he had no children, and his almana needed the chalitza, and he had two surviving brothers. So one brother lived in Berlin, and he had converted to Christianity. He was a Catholic. And the other brother was a communist. The other brother lived in Russia, and he wasn't religious at all. He didn't keep anything. He was a communist. So the shaila was, which one of the two tzaddikim, which one of the two tzaddikim should do the chalitza? So they thought, when the Rabbanim were discussing it, so they thought that the communist was such a fabisan mishugana, he'll never agree. The one who converted to become a Catholic was basically religious, it's just the wrong religion. But basically, he was a nice guy, he's a religious man. So they figured that they'll convince him that he should do the chalitza. So the Rav from that village where the man died happened to meet the Ragat Shova. The Ragat Shova came to Germany when they were all the Rabbanim, and they needed medical treatment, so they used to come to the big hospitals, to the big doctors in Germany. So the Ragat Shova came to Germany for medical treatment, so he met the Rav in this little village. So the Ragat Shova said they should, if they think that the one who became a Catholic, who converted to Catholicism, they think that he's easier, they go to him, let him do the Chalitza and Friday. So they sent, Rav sent a telegram to the Bezdin in Berlin that the Rogachev said that the brother, the Meshumet, the one converted to Avodah Zarah, he should do the Chalitza. So the Bezdin in Berlin, Weinberg was there, the Swedish agent was there. So they figured, they may as well ask him, even though they have a telegram that the Rogachev said. So they figured, Rabbi Weinberg is there from the Hildesheim Seminary, so they asked him. So he thought that it wasn't so poshut. He thought, based on the Chasam Sefer, that the brother who converted to Avodah Zarah, he's mamish not Jewish, according to the Goyim. That's Mumra and Zerkis. The other one was a communist. He didn't keep anything. He was an atheist. He didn't believe. He was a real communist. But still, Tafkosaf, he had never converted to another religion. So he thought that the Shitas HaGoyim, according to the Chasam Sefer, the Shitas HaGoyim should not apply to the communists. It should only apply to his brother. And the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that if there are two brothers, and one is a Mumra l'Avodah Zarah, one is not, so we're machmech for the Shitas HaGoyim that you have to have the Chalitza done by the one who's not the Mumra l'Avodah Zarah. So that's what Rav Weinberg, that's what the Sweet Yesh suggested. So he said, so the Rabbanim from Berlin, from the Bezin, sent back a telegram to this Rav who had met the Rogachover, the Rav in the little village. So they sent him back a telegram that Rabbi Weinberg thought, based on the Ramah, based on the Chasam Sefer, that it's not right. That only the brother who converted to Avodah Zarah, the one who officially converted to Catholicism, that's Mumrein Azoikik, and the one who was an atheist, the one who was a communist, the Shitas HaGoyim doesn't apply on him. So the Rogachover was very upset. So this Rav in the village sent back, the Rogachover was upset, and he said, why did they dig up Achreinim von unter der Erde to be Ma'agin and Isho Alchinam? They dug up Achreinim von unter der Erde to be Ma'agin Isho Alchinam. So they said, so the Bezdin, the Grace HaChacham, everybody said over the Loshon, what everyone else said. So the Rabbanim from the Bezdin in Berlin told over to Rabbi Weinberg exactly the Loshon of the Rogachover. So he said, what did I dig up von unter der Erde? I just quoted a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, because the Dvar Mekubalim called Chutzis Yisrael. The Ramah said, if the man who dies has two brothers, one is a mumma, one is not, you have to be machmer for choshish for the Shitas HaGoyim. And then I quoted a Chasam Sefer. What did I say that's wrong? I didn't dig up an unta deret. The Ramah with a Chasam Sefer? What's off an unta deret? So he, Rabbi Weinberg had a practice that whenever there was a Shverish Shaila usually in Ebenezer, he would send the Shaila, he would consult others as well. So sometimes in this sefer, in the tshuvas of the Sri Yesh, he has the tshuvas from the Chazanish, and he has from the Cheskel Lipschitz, the Kalash Erov, and he has the Rav Henachekis once in a while, and he has from Rav Chaim Moiser, and he has from the Mira Rav, Rav Kamai. So on this issue, he has also a few tshuvas from the Mira Rav, from a few Rabbanim. So they all said that they think he's right, that the Rogachev is not right. He just quoted, he put together the Chasam Sefer with the Ramah. He thought that Dafke the communist has to. So that was the machloikis that they had. So the Rogachover thought that it didn't make sense. It doesn't make a difference which brother does the Chalitza. If they think that the brother who's the Meshumet L'Avodah Zarah will be in agreement to do the Chalitza, so doesn't they let him do the Chalitza. It's not kedai to mimitzar the two chumras, the chumras of Ramah, that if the two brothers let the one is not the mumra. The whole goyim is a chumra, al pi pashtus. With this chumra from the Chasam Sefer, then it makes a difference who became, whether he became a Meshumet L'Avodah Zarah, or he's an atheist and a stam and apikurus. So then as a footnote to the tshuva, he writes that after all of this Khalifas Mechtavim and all of the telegrams going back and forth, somebody, one of the Rabbanim, bumped into the Meshumet brother in Berlin. So he said, you know, the Rabbanim are having long correspondence about you, whether you should do the Chalitza or not. So he says, me? There's nothing to discuss. I'm not Jewish. I'm never going to participate in a Chalitza. Tell him there's nothing to discuss. So when they told this over to the Rogachover, he kept on telling everything back over to everybody. So the Rogachover took it as a sin in Menashe mind that Weinberg was right and he was wrong. He never, he didn't like this Weinberg plan, didn't like this radiation. He thought his psak was la'agin isha al-chinam. But when he heard that the Meshumet said there's nothing to discuss, I'm not Jewish, so then he felt that that's a sin in Menashe mind, that the Rogachover's psak was wrong and that this radiation was right. Anyway, this is the big discussion that the Rishonim have, the Goyim and the Rishonim have on this comment in the Gemara, Chata Yisrael. Chata Yisrael, how does this jive with the other din of a moment, din ka'akum? When do you apply the one klal, when do you apply the other klal? That's what it says in Yeridaya. In the Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya, you have Hilchas Geirim, Reis Samaches or something. So they quote from the Obis de Reb Nosson the following startling din. If a Jew became a Meshumad L'Avodah Zarah, then he's Chozer B'Tshuva. So he has to have Tvilah, he has to have Tvilah in a mikveh. And I think the Taz adds on. And if it's a man, he has to have Atafas Dam Bris. Because he became a Goy, he lost the Kedushas Yisrael. And now that he wants to become Jewish again, he has to go through Atafas Dam Bris with the Tvilah in the mikveh. So that's what it says in Avos Derab Nosson. So we usually assume that it's all Medirabbanan. Because even while he's a Meshumad Mamasha, Ger Shechazah Lissuf, he's Mekadosh and Isha, the Gemara said Kiddushiv Kiddushim, so we always assume Kiddushiv Kiddushim in HaTorah. So this whole ceremony, that Tofes Dam Bris, with the Tefillah and the Mikveh, it's all Medirabbanan. But according to the Goyinim, it's not so. The Avos Derab Nosson is a real Din Deraisa. That the Jew who became a Meshumad L'Avodah Zarah loses his Kiddushas Yisrael. And then when he wants to be Chozer B'Tshuva, if he wants to become Jewish, he starts from Yesh Me'ayin. He starts like a candidate, like a guy who wants to convert. He starts Mechadosh. So he needs that Tofes Dam Bris with a Tefillah and a Mikveh. Yeah. That's what it says in Yerid Day, that you do need. That you do need in such a case. Let's say... He said, let's say there's a Jew who's a Meshumad. A Jew is a Meshumad. So we wouldn't be Mekel. You can't use him as the Shabbos guy. You can't sell your chametz to him. We say that he remains a Jew. We don't go with this Shita Sagan. We're choshish for the Shita Saganim. We're machma for the Shita Saganim. Like the Ramor wrote, if the man who died has two surviving brothers, one converted to another religion and one is Jewish, that we would be choshish for the Shita Saganim to say that the Mumrein is okay. So we'd say, let the Jew do the chalitza. We wouldn't allow the mumer. But if there's only one surviving brother, the Meshumad L'Avodah Zarah, we would say the mumer is okay. We're not maker like the Shita Sagan. So let's say if you have a Jew who converted to Avodah Zarah, you can't use him as the Shabbos goy. If he comes into the barbershop, I'm not allowed to shave off his beard and his payas and so on. He's a regular Jew. The shaila is there a chiv to give him tzedakah? So that the Gemara says for sure that not. If you have a Jew, the mitzvah should be not mitzvah should be on of Mamakam, so Sof Kol Sof is Jewish. So I'm not allowed to ask him to be the Shabbos Goy, Lifnei the city Mishal. I can't shave off his pay, Sof Kol Sof is Eid, but the mitzvah should be not a Machaveiro. I'm not that, the Gemara says, I'm not Mekuyif to do. If he's a Mumalahachis, the Gemara says, if a Mumalitayovan is not, but if he's a Mumalahachis, so then you don't have any mitzvah should be on Machaveiro. So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah has a famous machloikis, and it's quoted in the everyday, Shalal Allah, what about ribis? Is it forbidden to lend beribis to one who's a mumal Avodah Zarah? Unfortunately, in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, they had, during the periods of the Crusades, so the Crusaders would kill the Jews if they wouldn't agree to convert to Christianity. So many of the Jews did convert. Those Jews and their descendants all disappeared. And those who were strong in their observance, so those are the ones, those were the Balei HaTosfos, those were the tzaddikim who remained Jewish. So the shaila is, let's say you have a Jew who converted for whatever reason, converted to Christianity. Is there an issa to lend him beribis? So that Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Chav Vav, has a machlokes about that. The reason, how can there be a machlokes? But Sof Kol Sof, he is a Jew. None of the Balei HaTosfos held like the Goyinim, that a mumer who converts to another religion loses his kedushas Yisrael. None of the Balei HaTosfos held like that. So how come all of a sudden, you can't use him as a Shabbos guy. How come all of a sudden his machlokes by ribis? So Tosfos explains what the machlokes is. That's a machlokes in Rishonim. Maybe ribis starts off as a mitzvah sesed. There's a mitzvah to do a gmilas chesed, to lend somebody bechinam, to lend somebody interest free. And then, to be mechazik, that mitzvah sesed is a loy sesed. It's kasbachol esitim labinesha. But it has to start off with the mitzvah sesed, shebaram maraveiroi, to do a gmilas chesed. So if the other fellow is a mumalavid izorit, and I don't have the mitzvah sesed to do a gmilas chesed to him, so the mele, there's no loy sesed, but it's kasbachol esitim labinesha. Or you could say no, that even though there's no mitzvah sesed, but the loy sesed of ribis stands independent. The loy sesed is not just coming to be mechazik, the essay of doing gmilas chesed and miran bachaveiro. The loy sesed ribis stands like shaving off his pay. Sof Kol Sof is a yid. So I cannot shave off his pay. I'm not allowed to lend the beribis because Sof Kol Sof is a yid. So that's a machloikis 2 days in Tosfos and a shayla in Yeridei, how we should pass in Lalocha, where it's permissible to lend beribis to a Meshumad L'Avodah Zarah, a Jew who mamish converted to Avodah Zarah. The Ramah with the Pischit Shuvah come to a compromise. They distinguish between ribis derais and ribis derabonon. They say ribis derabonon, megman, yeah. And ribis deraisa, you should be machman, you should not. So that's the shayla, exactly what is that compromise? The compromise is because like sofik deraisa v'chumis sofik derabonon v'kula. Ribbis derayis 2 days in Taisus. Like it's an achrayim out of Paskin. So Ribbis derayis and Shemi Mach, Ribbis derabani Shemi Mekel, that's the simple way to learn. Or one could say differently, no, because the whole nature of the Issa Ribbis derabanan is different from the Issa Ribbis derayis. If you look in the Paskin, they seem to have quite a few differences. And it boils down to this, that Ribbis derabanan is only an aver ben adam l'chaveira. So ben adam l'chaveiras don't apply. I'm not mechuyif to do hashavas aveda for a nochri. I'm not mechuyif to do hashavas aveda for Jews. The meshumas, I'm not mechuyif to do a gmilas chesed thing. I'm not mechuyif to go out of my way to do tevet. It says you mevaka chayla and you kaiva mesim if ne dar kisholam. Only with the rabbanim if ne dar kisholam. But on the level of the raisa, you're not mechuyif. In the dar kisholam, many rishonim hold is only when it's gonna accomplish dar kisholam. Many hold if there are two people stretching out their hands, a yid and a nochri, and you're giving to the yid and you're going to discriminate and not give to the nochri, so that's a problem of darkei shalom. But if there's no yid asking for a nedava, only a nochri, so the Rambam quotes in Machlokes from the Mordechai, some Rishon group of Rishon say, Mefarnesim aniyei Yaakov im aniyei Yisrael. If they're both asking together and you're going to discriminate, then it's going to be a problem of darkei shalom. But if they're only nochrim, it's not im aniyei Yisrael, so then there's a group of Rishon say, there's no problem of darkei shalom. So that's a possibility that ribis the rabbanon is only an avera, is only a din ben adam l'chaveira. So all the ben adam l'chaveira is gain nishton. The averas ben adam l'chaveira do apply even to nochrim. I'm not allowed to gazel. I'm not allowed to mazik. I'm not allowed to be mapsed mom. The averas ben adam l'chaveira apply to nochrim, but the mitzvah to go out of your way to do milas chesed doesn't apply to the nochrim and it doesn't apply to the mumrim, to the mushumodim. So we can understand the compromise differently, that ribis de rabbanon is to be mechazik the essay shebin adam ha-chavero of lending a gemilas chesed, of doing it bechina. So between a mumer and Israel, there's no mitzvah gemilas chesed nish mechuyuf. But ribis de raisa, that's in gansa bin adam ha-mokam. It has nothing to do with bin adam ha-chavero at all. So it could be that's the reason why over there we passed him that you're not allowed to lend the ribis deraisa to a mumalah with his earth. Anyway, that was a big, in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, that was a very actual story, because many of the Jews made their parnasa by lending money by ribis. Rabbi Natan was a money lender, he used to lend offering. And that was the shaila, they permitted to lend to those Jews who did become mishumadim, to those who had converted to Christianity. Do you say that none of the Balei HaTosfos held like the goyim, that mumadina ka'akum, that mishan ishtamid becomes an akum. But they held that the whole Isser of Ribis is the lav, the Lysess of Ribis is to be mechazik the Esser of Gemilas Chasarim. The Essen don't apply, Ben Adam HaChaver, don't apply if the other fellow is a Meshumet Lavar Izzah. To borrow from a Meshumet, yeah, he's. So that for sure is Osir. I think it says in the Rishonim. That for sure you're not allowed to do. Yeah, because he's not allowed to lend you. Even Ribis Rabbanan, I think so. He's not allowed to be mafsid mimon. I'm not mechuyif to him, but he's still mechuyif and all. Just because he became a meshumid, it doesn't pater him from... Huh? No, not because of this need. You mean it's his avera? You mean it's his avera? Why is it my avera? Lifnei Iver, yeah. It's Lifnei Iver, yeah.
But the wife of
and if she's not a mumeres, according to the Goyna, also not. He's a nochri, so he's not married. The ishus vanishes into thin air. It's like if a couple are married, and then all of a sudden the husband became a goy. So by Yas, it's inconceivable. How can the husband become a goy? But the Goyna held it's possible. Once the husband converts to another religion, Veta dina ka'akum mamish. So the woman can't be married to a nochri. So the ishus dissolves automatically. So the male, there's no zika. Anyway, the pashtus in the Ibn Ezra is that the Rama is just koshish for the shitas agonim. He doesn't paskin like them. It's koshish. If they're two surviving brothers, so let the yid do the chalitza, not the mumah. But he doesn't paskin la'alocha like the gonim. That's the pashtus. Here the Gemara has a whole sugya discussing exactly what, how many averas did Ochan violate. So the Gemara says he violated all the hamishu chumshei Torah. And he did this avera, that avera, he was bal nairah maras, all kinds of things. So another pasuk says, uses the expression that he was made for bris. The Gemara says about 10 lines from the top of Mem Dalet and Aleph. Ochon was a Moshech the Olas Ahoyah. Why? Siv Ochon, Yosef Yoshua, it says, The Gamover is Brisi, they violated my Bris. The Chsipasim is Brisi Hefer. Yeah. And Bereshis is talking about the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Whoever doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah is a violation of the Bris. But over here, Gamover is Brisi, doesn't say, but that's what the Gemara darshins. He was Moshech B'Olosa. So if he cut off enough, so the Bris is finished, the Yotzeh. Later on, over the course of years, all of that skin grows back again. So that's only, you only require Milah again, Midrabbanan Mishum Marisayim. So that's why in Ramah, in the Yeridei, in Hilchas Milah, he quotes it from a Sadeshin, that the second time you do the Milah, it's not necessary to cut again the Basar Chayfas Rabat Torah, as long as you cut enough that it looks like there was a Bris Milah, even if there's only one-third cut off. You don't need the Ruba Kukula cut off. One-third is cut off is also good enough. So one always gets the impression from that Gemara that the whole issue of Nimshach or Losoi, that if one already had a Bris Milah, and then the skin grows back, that you only need a second bris, Midir Rabbanim, Mishum Marasayim, so you get the impression as if HaMoshech Arlosa is only the Rabbanim. In the days of the Greeks, so they used to have sports, and they used to build up their bodies, and they used to do activities, sports activities, without any clothes on. So the Jewish men were sometimes often embarrassed to do sports activities naked in front of the Goyim, because they had a bris milah, the Goyim didn't. So they wanted to look the same as the Goyim. So they used to be Moshech Arlosam on purpose. They used to try to stretch out the Or HaOrlo that it should cover over the Eber HaZachar, that it should look, they should look like Goyim. So you always get the impression from the Gemara, well, it's only the Rabbanim anyway. The whole thing is only the Rabbanim because they once had a bris milah and when they were 8 days old.
Yeah, doch so fett, so wie der Lied nicht, ist nicht wie der Gemsatte. Lied, man kann stief den Otten auf, wenn das Licht zeigt, in das Ohr vorschütte. Bis man kann stief den Gehälz, der Gerb, mit dieser Gehälz, der Feinert. Oh, ich kann das Gehälz vorschütte, das ist Gehälz broke, aber es wie Lied, man kann stief den Otten auf, bitte. Lied, man kann stief den Otten auf, bitte, bitte, ja, da schütte, ich hab das Fein, oh, ich seh, der Rome, gitte. Well, you have to fight God, do so, but should win, you have to fight God, draw shit this. Oh, both in the door from her, she said. Oh, Maharasha Mashalhan, is this it? Think it's in rope, but isn't it? No sea, rope, but when is this it? Mark, about minutes of eight. Oh, so what's even tied it out, but shark, I say, wrong, you're swimming the foam shelf wind. Oh, 022, it's in the off your trail, but no fire had a leak, so I see it. Oh, Michelle, but see you the pops, this is Jim, and it'll give the wide shake for the house so far. Oh, Mark, the foam is open. I had me off, let's surf in the south, even though it's always the three sentences of not so or feed up if I know how my look can it. That's the way out, the south, even in the way you back when. South, and I will all be best in South Media, you know, sure about this media, right? You know how my look can it, you know, sure about this media, right? This is it. But you're looking at this, isn't it, if it's I get some sharp books in there. No, so I send out a pouch in there. First of all, you say here, the bucket, family, I was sitting on the gym, just sitting on the ground again, and it's bad, the mouth and the looks, you send it. There are foggy funny leaks, when it's about the most, so you do better, you do better. You look both, see the form of trophy, but. Oh, the dog is out, you see. What's the matter, I send out the. What's it doing with Luke Gavani, ya? Luke Gavani, I'm going to have a look for me, no, I think that. Sheikh Baller Awala with the Sheikh Baller Yahammer. Or is the Tneem Baroy Yawit? Oh, Yabaroy, Yabar of Susne. What was it as his name that I can't say? I say Yolchin and Yahammer Yoyo. What was he also? He is both here, and his name is the depressed Naram Giddus. He in the little Masanaga, the Mudushi, Yoy, the Mudushi. Eroy, Yoroy, flying Masudi, elite, Sudi, elite. Yal Master Sash Bishopas. Royo, you're royo. What was he, what was he, or royo? There's a leak to the alley, see the pinnacle. She in her own head, the leak to the middle. Nanny, sir, I found out the moment with me by helmet. All those were a time of failure, Nanny, sir, I found out the time was a bit of one, the door shall be held with Nanny, sir. Hey, you're she in your head, said the sophist. A leak to these guys go ahead, you ask me, or to the chin scan is after a lot of man and the chin in it.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
And this Mishark just notes that the fear and all the getting it. Oh, my God, and I see him look there, I mean, more because the Bach, the Bomb, he's looking all because of the Bore within a surface. But so, the Reeve, well, I see him from all for Sian, and before you see him, my Lord, they get the soul that I've the Sian, you see. Said to see me, Sim, they get me, and you know, be as I see you, Sally, we love you all, or we love to see me, or none enough. Oh, Fit, the Yanki, the Sahel, Master Harry, the Fahi, was the Shin, or I'd give any this. Jim, though, Fit, I got a man, and this room, you said. Well, you see, my Lord, become Master Harry, the Fahi, and then I see a boat. Sure, Fit, you go back, but we'll be at home. Said, Sir, I'm going to give up and search not. You know, you're right, but I'm sorry, I'm ready, you're going to survive, but you're going to get this old couple of folk yet. They would not be in such a little fellow folk yet, and then I'll get rid of you. so we can get old, was it? They're on you.